Well, this week in Vacation Bible School, as you know, you're going to be hearing a lot about some weird animals. So my story this morning has to do about a different kind of pet that my older sisters had. When my older sister Jackie was in fifth grade, they did a science experiment at school, and it was to decide if eating healthfully or eating junk food, if that really made a difference. So Jackie, well, they had two white rats. And these two white rats, they were from the same litter. They were about the same size. And Jackie was asked to give one of them healthy food. So she fed her white rat. She fed it healthy food like carrots and oranges and lettuce. And another student was asked to feed his white rat old junk food, like just potato chips and cookies and cake and popcorn and only that for 6 weeks. And at the end of the 6 weeks of the experiment, then they measured them. And the white rat that had the healthy food, it had grown to 6 inches and it had beautiful white fur and was nice and sweet and it liked to groom itself and looked so cute. And the rat that only had the junk food, oh, it was bedraggled, and it was small, and it was kind of mean, too. And the teacher, so they all concluded, well, I guess eating healthy food, that does kind of make a difference in not only how you look and your health, but in your attitude and your mood. So the teacher said, you can take the rats home if you want to, if your parents say it's okay. So Jackie asked Mom and Dad if she could bring her rat home. And they said, well, yes, if you put it in a cage in the backyard, not in the house. So she got a cage ready, already in the backyard, and fixed it up nice, and named the white rat Pixie, because she was so cute with her white fur and her little pink ears and a pink tail. But she had to be really careful to make sure that the door was always closed in the cage, because there were dogs and cats in the neighborhood. And we lived in South Miami at the time, which is way at the south end of Florida. And we were at the house at the end of the street. So there were a lot of dangers in the area. But they loved to take Pixie out to play. So every day after school, Jackie and younger sister Shirley, who was a couple years younger than her, would play with her. And Pixie was a great pet. She would climb up their arms and ride on her shoulder. And when they would go to climb trees, sometimes Jackie would just leap over the hedge. And then Pixie would lose her grip on her shoulder. And she would jump onto her ponytail. And pretty soon, she was just riding along on Jackie's ponytail while she was climbing the tree. And then when they were doing the laundry, oh, Pixie would kind of do a tightrope walk on the little clothesline. So she was a lot of fun to play with. Everything was going great, and they would check on her every day after school until one day they came home, and the door to the cage was open, and Pixie was gone. They called and called, and no Pixie came. Every time before, she had come when she would call, but she didn't come then. And they looked all over the backyard. Any of her favorite places to be, she wasn't there. They went and talked to the neighbors, said, have you seen her? Nobody had seen her. They weren't hungry for supper, but they finally came for supper and then dashed back out to look. Looked clear till bedtime, could hardly go to sleep. Finally went to sleep. Next morning ran out to the cage to look. Could she possibly have survived the night? But no, she wasn't in the cage. They put fresh food out and sadly went off to school. When they came back home, went out to the cage to see, could she be there? But she wasn't. So that night, they were talking. Well, could God care about a small creature, as small as a white rat? I know he cares about, you know, dogs and cats, but could he care about a little white rat? And Shirley remembered, well, there's a text in the Bible that says God sees when a sparrow falls, so he must watch over Pixie too. So they prayed and asked God to watch over Pixie. Finally went to sleep. The next morning they put out more fresh food and looked again when they came home. That went on for a couple more days. And one night when Mom heard them praying again, she went in and talked with them and said, girls, God always hears your prayers. But he doesn't always answer them the way that you want him to. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. He still loves you and cares about the animals. And whatever happens, don't lose your faith. Keep your faith. So that was kind of hard for them to think about. But I still kept praying. They still kept putting out fresh food, still checked the cage every day after school. And several days after Pixie had disappeared, they came home one day, went to the cage. This time the food looked a little bit different. Something had changed. There's a little bit of food was gone. But they looked around. Could they see Pixie? But they didn't see their nice, cute little white rat. But they did see kind of a grayish mound of gray food, gray fur. They looked at it again. Pixie? It was! It was Pixie! She moved. She called. She kind of got up a little bit, moved over. Yes, it was! The man got the toothbrush, groomed her, picked her up, loved her, gave her fresh food. They had their precious pet back again, and they thank God for watching over her. And I believe that God gives us these kind of reminders that he does love us and cares about the animals and even the smallest of his creatures. Let's stand and have prayer together before we take up the offering. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love and care. Thank you for each child here. We love you. Amen.